Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. More than once, she has been the number one realtor in the entire state of Hawaii. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How you doing?
Aloha, my friend. Aloha. Where are you?
I have to come over and see you over there soon, too. I'm actually on the mainland. I'm on the East Coast, and I'm actually driving, believe it or not, up towards Connecticut. So I will be on 95 North in about a couple minutes here. This is nothing like doing things virtually, isn't it?
This is, yeah, on the go, absolutely. What's going on in Connecticut?
There's an author's ATM conference, so it's kind of interesting.
Very cool. Yeah, we need to get your book written, don't we? We need to absolutely get your book written.
We all have those books. We've got workshops and kits written, but we need the other one. Yeah, there's two different ones we're working on, actually, but... we've got a lot going on today, and I hope you can hear me okay. I was just telling you, I said it's too hot here to roll the windows down, but I've got the air on, so hopefully you can hear me okay, and I don't sound like I'm screaming, so please tell me if I sound like I'm screaming, because I talk loud enough as it is.
No, you sound great. I know today, I'm excited about today's show, because not only in this first half hour are we going to talk about how to take advantage of the market with the low rates and prices and whatnot. But in the second half hour, we always talk about being the change. And Doris Birch from Be Unlimited is going to talk about how to be the change, how to be the change in this world that we want to see. And so I know you and her are going to have a lot to talk about. I'll probably chime in here or there. But she's very big on encouraging women to be all that they can be. And, of course, someone like her and someone like you, it's going to be a fun second half hour. But this first half hour, let's get going. How do we take advantage of the market right now with the rates so low and the prices down?
You know, Randy, we always try to help people that are really trying to get out there and help, right, and having a hard time thinking they can't do something. So yeah. There's no... Many people that already know how to go ahead and buy a home and buy property use, and they can get their loans in place. But I bet there's a lot of people out there that actually, I sound like I'm echoing. I didn't know my phone would do that. I'm just saying because this is the first time I've ever done this in a car. But
now you sound fine.
You sound okay on my end? Because I hear me echoing back, so I'm going to try to do this without double talking. We're always trying to help people figure out ways to do things when they think they can't do it, right? So now with the rates so low, I mean, the rates are down in the threes. You know, if you've got the money to buy and the prices are really great, and when you look at everything, it's just a no-brainer to buy right now. So what about people out there that are thinking they can't buy, they don't have the cash? You might even want to consider the rent-to-own situations, the rent-to-buy situations, the rent-with-option situations. There's different things we'll go over in this segment. You can actually, now also with the caveat, you want to speak to your attorney and your accountant whenever making these plans, and always make sure you're dotting your I's and crossing your T's. You can check into using your Roth IRA for monies. Possibly you already own properties and you may want to take a small equity line out to be able to get another property and have a down payment, or just there's so many different loans out right now. FHA loans give you a very low down payment. There's even USDA loans that we historically thought were just for rural areas, and you'd be amazed at how many areas are not as rural as you think. For example, Randy, you're familiar with Oahu, and out towards Ewa Beach, you can get a USDA loan towards Kapolei, I say, more so, with a 100% financing, and it's crowded as far as I can see. And so when you hear of like a rural loan, most people would think rural. So just going to run down different things in different ways, because if you can really figure out how to do it now, it makes sense. I mean, even in, you know, you always want to get the best deal. I mean, so you want to make sure you're getting on the low end. And some people say, well, I think it's still going to tank more. It really depends on where you are. And again, the way that we do our show, we're giving you the food for thought. We're giving you the tidbits to get it done. You still need to do your homework. It would take us, as we always say, 3 to 4 days to just go over one topic, right? All day workshop for you to be able to get into digging in more. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't realize you may be able to use your Roth IRA. You can also use some retirement accounts. You know, there's just different ways to do things. You don't want to think you can't do it, because when you look at buying a house, and it's a, you know, $300,000 to $400,000 house, and by the time you pay for a 30-year mortgage and you amortize it out, if you're down at the 3% interest rate, 4%, it's a no-brainer that you're going to save a lot of money. Now, I do believe in trying to take a 15-year mortgage or paying your mortgages off sooner and not letting the bank reap all that money, but that's another, you know, another topic. So it's kind of a – we just want to kind of go into that avenue, you know, and just let you know if there's ways. And if you can't absolutely say there's no way around it, consider a rent with option. You know, as a buyer, and where you can lock in a price in buying a property, or, you know, and with that, you'd want to lock it in, and when you lock in the price, you want to make a contingent on the appraisal so that if the price does go down, you can actually get the consideration for that and not pay more than you should. But also, if you lock in the price and the price goes up in the next couple years, you're protected too. So, you know, even when you're thinking, I can't do it now, well, maybe you can plan to do it. So that's, and there's a lot of situations. So I was given the rundown, and then we'll dig into each thing separately with Randy's wonderful questions. And if any callers want to call in, the number, okay.
Absolutely. 347-945-5428 again is the number, 347-945-5428. And I had an observation, not necessarily a question, but as you're talking, I realize that's exactly what Monica and I did with the home that we still own in Chico. Is we
really?
Saw the house. Yeah, we were, and this is a true story, we had moved to Chico to take over this radio station, and we were living at the radio station, which was a mobile home up in the mountains. So the floors were falling. My kids were sleeping in a tent. It was an adventure for a while. And we were like, we really need a house. But it was hard to find something to rent, you know, with big enough and in our price range. Long story short, we looked at this house that we loved, a friend of ours, and we were, you know, the minute we walked in, we went, oh, man, why did we even come? We can't afford this. And they were selling it. And turns out they were open to all kinds of options. And we rented it for a year with a lease to option, or an option to lease, or option to rent, I guess. And, we bought the house in another year as we put money away and paid them rent. So there are deals out there. People are willing, especially in this economy, right, to wheel and deal.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, and you open yourself up to it, right? And then you thought, that's wonderful. That's what we want people to do. Instead of just closing the door and saying, I'll never, never, never be able to do this, you know. That's exciting.
Absolutely. So it was pretty cool. Hey, let's take a break, and we're going to be back again. Realty Universal Radio, the name of this show. And again, the number 347-945-5428. Natalie Mullinex, we'll be back with her in just a moment.
I wanted to give you four specific examples that I'm going to cover at the end about how a product called Silk tripled their sales by doing one thing. How an artist named Jeff Koons went from being a nobody to making a whole bunch of money and having a lot of impact, to how Frank Gehry redefined what it meant to be an architect, and one of my biggest failures as a marketer in the last few years, a record label I started that had a CD called Sauce. Before I can do that, I got to tell you about sliced bread and a guy named Otto Rohwedder. Now, before sliced bread was invented in the 1910s, I wonder what they said, like the greatest invention since the telegraph or something. But this guy named Otto Rohwedder invented sliced bread. And he focused, like most inventors did, on the patent part and the making part. And the thing about the invention of sliced bread is this, that for the first 15 years after sliced bread was available, no one bought it, no one knew about it. It was a complete and total failure. And the reason is that until Wonder came along and figured out how to spread the idea of sliced bread, no one wanted it. That the success of sliced bread, like the success of almost everything we've been talking about at this conference, is not always about what the patent is like or what the factory is like. It's about can you get your idea to spread or not. And I think that the way you're going to get what you want or cause the change that you want to change to happen is you're going to figure out a way to get your ideas to spread. And it doesn't matter to me whether you're running a coffee shop or you're an intellectual or you're in business or flying hot air balloons. I think that all this stuff applies to everybody regardless of what we do. That what we are living in is a century of idea diffusion. That people who can spread ideas, regardless of what those ideas are, win. And when I talk about it, I usually pick business because they make the best pictures that you can put in your presentation and because it's the easiest sort of way to keep score. But I want you to forgive me when I use these examples because I'm talking about anything that you decide to spend your time to do. At the heart of spreading ideas is TV and stuff like TV. TV and mass media made it really easy to spread ideas in a certain way. I call it the TV industrial complex. And the way the TV industrial complex works is you buy some ads, interrupt some people, that gets you distribution. You use the distribution you get to sell more products. You take the profit from that to buy more ads. And it goes around and around and around, the same way the military industrial complex worked a long time ago. Now that model of, and we heard it yesterday, if we could only get on the homepage of Google, if we could only figure out how to get promoted there, if we could only figure out how to grab that person by the throat and tell them about what we want to do, if we could do that, then everyone would pay attention, we would win. Well, this TV industrial complex informed my entire childhood and probably yours. I mean, all of these products succeeded because someone figured out how to touch people in a way that they weren't expecting, in a way they didn't necessarily want, with an ad over and over and over again until they bought it. And the thing that's happened is they canceled the TV industrial complex.
Alrighty, we are back again, Realty Universal Radio, the name of this program. And we are Universal. We are on the internet at Blog Talk Radio. Again, the number is 347-945-5428. One more time, 347-945-5428. Natalie Mullinex is with us, and she is on the road, virtually on the way to Connecticut. And Randy Zachary, my name, I'm over other side of the planet, over on the island of Maui in the state of Hawaii. And wish you all were here. We're going to have to do a Realty Universal conference in Hawaii. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll have to do, we should do one,
Topic today
That's a good one to do. We'll do it in the wintertime.
Yes. Yeah, about January, February, like that. Hey, the topic today, how to take advantage of the market. The rates are low. Of course, prices are down. And, again, the second segment, Natalie kind of laid out for us kind of an overview in the first segment. And this segment, again, we invite your phone calls, 347-945-5428. And I know it's one of those situations where those who have, the folks who have money to invest, are loving the market right now because prices are way down. And when they're down, that's when you want to buy. And but that doesn't only apply to people with a lot of money, as we said in the last segment. Believe me, when I say I worked in a radio station, we were living in a trailer, and we had zero cash to put down. But we ran into some motivated sellers in the home of our dreams, and we were able to say, hey, could we rent it for a year? With an option to lease at the end of that, an option to buy, and we did that. And we've owned this home for 15 years. We raised our kids in it. And that kind of opportunity in this kind of market
is very, very, very doable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a numbers game. You know, you really want to ask the questions. You don't know. You don't want to assume that, you know, they won't consider your options or the other terms. You just ask. It doesn't hurt, you know, and you may have to ask one of many. And, just open up the lines of communication and never say never. It's really, it's just that the rates, I mean, 3-point-something rates, you know, are just phenomenal.
I have a question, teacher. Is the rates going down, does that pretty much always coincide with prices going down just to kind of balance the market and to adjust? The rates typically always go down as the prices go down in a kind of a tough economy?
That's a really good question. They're hoping when the rates go down that it spurs the economy, actually, and then the prices would actually go up a little bit, because the more buyers you have, then the sellers are going to, it's going to be more of a seller's market, right? The more people that are going out to buy that. So then when you end up in a situation with supply and demand that you have less houses on the market because there's more buyers gobbling them up, then the rates, you would think, would go, the prices would go up a little. Because we're in such bad economic times, I don't care what anyone wants to say, what they're doing isn't working the way we want it to work. You know, you would think that we should have a frenzy out there of people buying homes, and we really don't, not for 3-4% interest rates. But that's a good point. So it's a supply and demand issue. You know,
always looking at the glass half full. I mean, if rates are low and prices are down, as you said in the first segment.
Can you believe it?
If there is any way in the world that you can, do what you got to do to get into a house, this is the time.
Well, think about this even, for example. 6% interest rates were fantastic. People have gotten so spoiled now. We've got these really, really low rates. But say somebody's willing to do owner financing for you, and they want to make a little bit more money. Wait a minute, one thing about the East Coast, they don't let you in when you're driving like they do in Hawaii. In Hawaii, everybody stops and lets you in when you're driving. I have to point that out. But when you're in the East Coast, they don't do that. They'll speed up sometimes, and I'm going, whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
So for example, say you find a seller that's willing to do owner financing, but they want to make a little bit more money. They want to get 6 or 7% on their money. They don't want to do it at 3-4%. Don't necessarily think, oh, that's not a good deal, because if you're in a position where you can't buy right now through the banks, that might be a fantastic deal. And 6% is still a fantastic rate. You know, we used to get so used to historically just having averages around 9-9.5% rates buying houses. I mean, back in the, you know, 80s, rates went up to 14-18%. But on the average, you would really see, you know, 9.5 was fine. Nobody was complaining. That was like a good deal. Now we all got a little spoiled. But so really, like, you can make something a win-win. Maybe the seller needs to, wants to make money too, which they're going to get better than bank rates, right? And then depending on what they're doing with their investment portfolios, they may want to make a little bit. You want to, on owner financing, try to stretch it out as long as possible. I wouldn't get into something where you have a 2-year balloon payment, 3-year balloon payment with the owner if you don't think that your situation may drastically change in the next 2 years. So you want to make sure that you protect yourself, you know, so that you can get into something good. So ask for the moon. I don't want to say that. You know, if the seller says, I'm willing to do owner financing, hey, will you do it for, you know, 15 years until I pay it off? Will you, you know, try to just ask and see what you can work out. Because like Randy said, there are so many deals out there right now. There are so many people, needing to get out from under their situations. And it's just very doable. Oh, hang on, Randy. I'll see you right back.
All right. Realty Universal Radio, the name of the program. And I think I have a gardener outside our window right now, so I apologize for the noise. But
I'm sorry, because I'm driving, I had to make sure I was okay. I had to get on to 95. You have a gardener. Oh, I don't hear a gardener out there. Okay.
They're gone now. Once again, 347-945-5428. Time to take another break, and we are going to be right back. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Grief is a natural emotion that is deeply personal, and it can take days, weeks, months, or even years to work through the feelings. There is no timetable for grieving a loss. Everyone heals differently. For most, there are several stages to the grieving process, and they are denial, a numbness and disbelief that the event has occurred. Denial acts as a shock absorber that helps us assimilate the difficult truth. Anger. When we have been abandoned by loss or death, anger can be very powerful. When we experience a loss, we can be angry at anyone or anything, the person who died, ourselves, institutions, or even God. Guilt, a feeling of regret or conflict or shame about the loss. Depression, overwhelming sadness about the loss that can seem never-ending. As we begin to acknowledge the loss and reality sets in, we can begin to feel sad, hopeless, and unprotected. And finally, acceptance. Acceptance means that you know that life has changed and that you need to find new ways of responding to that change. It's an awareness of life's new realities and a readiness to move forward. If you are coping with any loss, there are many resources in our community that can and want to support you. Please contact me at the Needham Youth Commission if you, a member of your family, or someone you know is struggling and might benefit from professional support or direction.
And welcome back, Realty Universal Radio, the name of this show. Natalie Mullinex and Randy Zachary. And wow, we are doing this thing virtually, no doubt about it. I am in my home office on Maui in the state of Hawaii. And Natalie is cruising to Connecticut and beyond. Or is it in Connecticut?
We're like 5,000 miles apart right now. Yep.
Amazing. Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
This is our last segment of the first half hour. Again, in the second half hour, we'll be talking to Doris Birch of Be Unlimited. And if you're needing some motivation this morning, if you're wanting to be the change in the world that we all talk about. And I thought about this, Natalie, and kind of as the last two segments, we talked about how with the economic situation the way it is, how to take advantage of the market with the rates being low and prices being down. And you said something. You said just communicate, open lines of communication. And what happens is, guess what? This allows us to work together to mutually benefit each other. So the silver lining, and I'm going to get to preaching here, but the silver lining in this bad economy is it motivates us to work together for mutual benefit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I just think that that's exciting, and that's going to kind of segue into our topic here in the second half hour when Doris talks about being the change. So, again, we've been talking about how to take advantage of the market. Rates are low. Of course, prices are down. We have time for one more call, 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428.
You know, Randy, the one thing is, like you said, it's about asking questions and going ahead and not assuming you can't do something, you know? And then there's also the options of going in on places with some people if you have relatives or friends or people that you really trust and you want to put, in Hawaii we call it a hui, or, you know, you can call it, be like a joint venture and get a few people together. So it's really good to try to, you know, get in on the game right now because it really is amazing. You know, so maybe some people have gone through short sales and foreclosures and they think their credit's horrible, but someone else is willing to work out a deal. I think it's worth putting the effort in. But that's what we kind of wanted to go over today, different ways and ways to pull monies out and just to open up your horizon. Did I lose you?
All right, we are back. You there?
I think I lost you for a second there. I don't know what happened. I can't hung up and call back.
Can you hear me? Are back and we are online. You betcha. I can hear you.
Okay, good. Good deal.
We're
almost at that time of the second half of our show, and it goes by so fast, doesn't it?
it flies by. One of the dangers, I guess, if you will, of doing things virtually is sometimes, depending on where we're at with cell phones, we cut out and whatnot, but easy to get back on. And again, one time for one more call, 347-945-5428. How to take advantage of the market. Rates are low, prices are down. And I can tell you, my wife are examples of people who no money, shaky credit, wanted to buy a home, began to just talk to the person that was selling it. You know, they were willing to rent it out for a year with an option to buy. You know, got the in-laws involved in helping us with the down, worked on our credit for a year, and boom, we had a home that we always dreamed of. And I guess if we, in wrapping up this segment, if there's one thing I could, Natalie, encourage, just from, you know, you're the real estate expert, I'm just the radio guy, but
yeah, you know,
it can happen. The dream can happen. You can own home, you can have the things you've wanted to. It's just a matter of, and we get to, you know, we talk about Wayne Dyer and assuming the feelings of the wish fulfilled, but there's some real power in that. We have this power of imagination.
Well, you are what you think and what you say, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
It's really the power of wishful thinking, and God gives us what we want, really, and it's amazing. You really can create a lot, but you have to first picture it and visualize and then start planning. And, you know, even on houses, if you can't afford to buy, you know, you may have a situation where somebody's trying to sell it and they're willing to let you get in and work out terms, or possibly you can, you know, show the places for them. It's all about win-win situations, trying to make it a win, or seller with owner financing, or rent with option, or just different scenarios. Just try to, you know, see what the seller wants. Maybe the seller, letting you have a rent with option, they'll get a little bit higher rent than what they would normally get. Maybe you're going to give them a little bit more money, you know, or the interest rate. You know, make it exciting for both sides and a no-brainer, and you'd be amazed at how many people say, hey, you know, I'll consider that and look through that. You know, it's not always about getting the best deal up front. It's about getting the best deal in the whole picture, right? So,
Definitely. And if your intention is, and here's that other side of it that we talk about, and we'll get into more in the second half hour like we always do, but if your intention, here's an added deal that God blesses. I don't know. It's one of those deals. But if your intention is to, like you say, when we say win-win, if your intention is to bless the seller as well, everybody's always, well, dog eat dog, and let's, you know, somehow, you know, get, you know, our best deal and our best. Well, guess what? If your intention is to bless another person, even in a real estate deal, you're going to be blessed, right?
Isn't that great? Absolutely, 100%. Yep. I sold a property one time that in Hawaii that was my own property, and I took one of the buyer had Lou Gehrig's disease, and he needed a first floor place and the first floor ability, and I had another contract that came in right when we were signing it for $5,000 more, and I took his because I felt, you know, like he needs this place, and I did it. I didn't, and you know, it does come back to you. It really does. Comes back to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All righty. It is 9:29 here in Hawaii, and we're going to take one more break, and we're going to be back, and Doris Birch is going to join us. She's from Be Unlimited. Buckle your seat belts. This is going to be a fun second half hour. Stay tuned. Realty Universal Radio.
James Scurlock's remarkable documentary shines the light of truth on a national tragedy. You know, many Americans are drowning in debt, way too many, and something has to be done to stem this tide. I know about this personally. I was a millionaire starting from nothing by age 26, and I was broke again by 30. I crashed. I splatted. I did stupid with zeros on the end, and then I started over, and I was a millionaire again by the time I was 40. That time I did it with no debt because I don't borrow money. I crashed and burned, but I learned. Believe me, I learned. And for almost 15 years now, I have sat at a broadcast desk like this, doing our talk radio show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, listening to the pain and heartbreak of literally hundreds of thousands of Americans, millions of them listening in while I do that. Sure, I give advice, but first I listen. Never stop listening. winning at money, personal finance, wealth building is 80% behavior. It's only 20% head knowledge. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. If you really want a different result, you've got to get knowledge, yes. But more importantly, you have to change your behavior permanently. When my wife Sharon and I did that, it revolutionized our lives. Personal finance isn't rocket science. It's just common sense. It's how your grandparents lived. If you don't have the money, you can't buy it. Hey, there's a neat idea. And you know, you can learn how to handle money. You can change your behaviors. You can do it. Where do you start, though? Well, here's some practical ideas that our team members teach all across the nation every day. First, stop the bleeding. You can't get out of a hole while you're digging out the bottom. Cut up your credit cards. That's right. Plastic surgery, a plastectomy. You learn the difference between wants and needs, and for now, you only buy what you really need, and even if you're going to buy a want, you only do it with cash. And start using cash more. We suggest you use a thing called the envelope system, where you put cash in some envelopes for some of your spending categories, and you write on them what the money's for. On your food envelope, you write food, and then you can only buy food out of the food envelope. And you can't buy clothes out of the food envelope. And you can't buy food out of the clothes envelope. No cheating. And when that envelope's empty, I don't care if the shirt's on sale. Shut up. You can't buy it. That's how it works. Then get on a budget. We recommend a zero-based budget. Spend your whole paycheck on paper before the month begins. Give every dollar a name. Every dollar has a predestination. You gotta love it. Hey, if you don't have a job, get one. We recommend a program we call the baby steps, because you can walk all the way around the world if you do it one step at a time, step by step by step. And cleaning up and winning with money is the same way. We have seven baby steps we want to walk you through. Baby step one, start a beginner baby emergency fund of $1,000. Really quickly, I want you to get a $1,000 rainy day fund just to keep the little emergencies from becoming new debt. Number two, set up a plan to get out of debt. We use a thing we call the debt snowball, where you list your debts smallest to largest, pay minimum payments on everything but the little one, and attack the little one with a vengeance. When that one's gone, you take the payments you used to pay there, and you attack the next one down. When that one's gone, you take the payments from one and two, and you attack number three, and you work all of your debts off except your house using the debt snowball. And you do that with real focused intensity, this, I've had it, I'm getting out of debt. Then once you finish baby step two and you're out of debt, everything but the house, you go back to that $1,000 account in baby step three and raise it up to 3 to 6 months of expenses. Once you've done that, then you move on to baby step four, which is 15% of your income into retirement. Five is saving for your kids' college, if that applies to your situation. Six is pay off the house early. You know, we're teaching people this all over America. They're paying off their homes in 7, 8, 9 years. How cool is that? And without a house payment, you move on to the last baby step. Baby step seven is become very wealthy and give a bunch of it away. When it comes to money, ignorance isn't bliss. You need to get in a class. Find one that offers both information and accountability. There are classes taught right now in thousands of locations all across the country. In classes, people learn what they need to know, and they put the knowledge to work, encouraging and supporting each other in the process. Read books about money. You know, I've written several, but there are many other people that have written great books. 5 years from now, Charlie Tremendous Jones says, you'll be the same person you are today, except for the people you meet and the books you read. Read, 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 read. Turn your car into a learning center. Zig Ziglar says this, we offer help and hope to callers on more than 300 radio stations, including Sirius and XM, 5 days a week. We take this message of personal responsibility, and we do it in live events several times a year with audiences that number tens of thousands of people. You know, I'm just one guy, but there's other people out there doing this stuff. Listen, help's available if you want it badly enough. You'll find it. I can tell you this, very few things are certain in life, but this much I can promise you, the anxiety, the pain, the calls from creditors, the hopeless cycle of debt, it will continue until you change. Yes, the companies are misbehaving, but you know what? It's up to you to fix your life. That personal responsibility element is where you have control. You can rock your world doing this.
Oh, yeah. Rocking the world, Dave Ramsey. Thanks, buddy. It is, I don't need to give the time, but it's 9:30 here. On Maui, it's some other time in Chicago, it's some other time in Connecticut. We are connected. Realty Universal Radio, Natalie Mullinex, Randy Zachary, and joining us from Chicago is Doris Birch. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am so humbled and honored to be here.
Now, your organization is Be Unlimited, and I've been wanting to connect you and Natalie ever since I saw your Facebook page, because you are kindred spirits. And talk a little bit about what Be Unlimited is all about.
Well, Be Unlimited, it all really comes under the main heading of my company, which is Doris Birch Unlimited. And so it's always that reminder to me to be unlimited, because God did not place any type of limitations on us. The only limitations we have are the ones that we make up and put on ourselves, and the ones that we buy into that society has placed on people to keep people playing small and stuck and all that stuff. And so my thing is to be free and liberated. And since, and if you can live in that place of unlimitedness and understand that God did not place any limitations on you, then that is where you can really walk and serve and do what you were brought here to do in such a base of freedom and liberation.
Mm. Wow.
I love it. Love it.
Very, very cool. That is what our show, especially the second half, is all about. And I noticed on your Facebook page, I love something you posted. It says, follow your dreams and the universe will open doors for you where there were only walls before.
Yeah, I love that. I'm like, that is the space I'm living in, which absolutely proves that it's true, because this interview happened to just open up.
Yeah. Wow. Talk to us for a minute about abundance. You know, as Christians and you know, we, on the one hand, we ache for people without, and we do all kinds of things to help those without. But one of the things I think we can do for those without is to become a person of means so that we can help those. It occurs to me that it's people with abundance and with wealth, and I'm talking financial as well as spiritual, those are the people who fund the missionaries and fund the food banks, right?
Right. You're absolutely correct. And that is really what my biggest call is. That is what I got so excited years and years and years ago about entrepreneurship. And I really started to study the most phenomenal woman entrepreneur to me, the Bible, which was the Proverbs 31 woman, just from her entrepreneurial side of it, that she allowed to operate in her gift and create wealth from that, and then created other streams of income so she could contribute and be benevolent to causes that were important to her. And so you cannot, you know, people whose calling are to be missionaries, people who have to go into those places where people are underserved and live in places of extreme poverty, and they need to know that God does exist, and he exists and shows up through people who decide to take that on as that's their calling. And so those people need people who don't have that particular calling, but to be blessed in what their calling is, to be true heir of the promise and take their business and somehow create financial wealth. Spiritual wealth is wonderful, and we should have it, but we live in a world that really requires you to have money. And so then create some. And we all have the ability to create it so that we can live our abundant life, but, you know, also allow other people to have sprinkles of that and to change the world.
Mm. I love it. I love it. And you mentioned something on the break about, you know, having a rich daddy here on earth and then a rich daddy up in heaven, you know, God. And can you just elaborate on that a little bit? Because I think, and you mentioned about us being born with wealth, and we all are born with wealth even if we are not born with money. And if you could elaborate on that a little bit, because so many times I think people mentally think, I can't start a business, I can't do this, I can't do that because I don't have the money. And you absolutely 100% can do that, and the money will come, right, if you believe.
You are so right, Nellie. Rich Daddy's Girl is my God is funny. God is real funny because, you know, I was looking for how to really do my thing on a bigger, grand scale in the world. And it actually evolved just from me having a phenomenal earthly father. My daddy was an amazing man and amazing daddy. I loved him to death. And it started out from that. And then God just kind of was like, well, this is bigger than that. And so it kind of was like that. And so when I was looking for the URL, Daddy's Girl was gone. And so I was like, okay, well, what can I do? And I was like, okay, Rich Daddy's Girl. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The evolving is like, oh my gosh, this is bigger than me, as usual. And
yeah.
And so it's that we are rich daddy's girls. And not to leave the men out because they're rich daddy's boys, of course, but somebody else got to do that one. We are born of the King. We are children of God. And so we were born rich. We were born with gifts, talents, abilities innately put in us to come here and then to give them back out and to use them as means to create financial wealth as well. And so I try to keep people remembering that starting a business, I mean, most people, some people have money maybe when they start businesses, but most people have a dream and a hope, and that's where they're going on, and they're just out there, and they're doing everything they can to get it going. And then when they get it right, this is what I really think. You got to be true to who you are. I think that people create a lot of things that aren't really authentically who they are, and maybe it does create some kind of wealth, but I think there's a bunch of unhappiness with that. But what about being born rich is just being completely whole.
Mm. Mm.
Perfect.
Wow.
Absolutely. 100%. Yes.
Love it. It's the Universal Radio, the name of the show. Doris Birch with us. I believe we have somebody on the line. Hello. Hi, are you there? Hello, are you there?
We have a caller on the line. Can you hear us?
Yeah, somebody went in, but are you there? Looks like they're still there, but somehow we're not connected. So,
if you're on the line, I think you can press 1, right, to get in.
Yeah, let me try one more time here. All right, there, are you there? Hello? And, okay, all right. Doris Birch, good stuff, richdaddiesgirl.com. Is that the website, richdaddiesgirl.com?
That is.
Wow. Hey, talk about, you got something going on this Friday, right? Something along those lines.
I do. On Friday, I am actually doing a virtual seminar, and it is for women entrepreneurs or women who want to be entrepreneurs or anybody that's a soul center entrepreneur, a transformational coach, evolutionary leader, anybody that wants to do something powerful in the world, and you want to create a six-figure business that serves you as much as it serves the world, and really coming from a place of feminine power. So I am hosting that this Friday, which would be 12 p.m. Pacific time, and you can go to my website, which is richdaddiesgirl.com/blog, blog/6 figure biz, and that will get you there, and then you can sign up for it.
Fantastic. Can you say that one more time, and do you spell it? It's a number 6, or you spell out 6?
Yeah, it's a number 6. I know it's a mouthful. It's richdaddiesgirl.com, and then do a /blog, B-L-O-G, another /, and then the number 6, figure, F-I-G-U-R-E, biz, B-I-Z, and that will get you to the page to give you a little bit more information. And it will be a true content-rich call where you will really get to understand how to design your business around your life and not the other way around. And so the biggest thing is to support your dreams and your mission, because that is what people really want to be doing. I think we are really in an amazing time in the world where change agents really can make a difference in the lives of the people they are meant to touch. I mean, years ago I heard somebody tell me that we were all brought here to touch specific people, and if we don't step into what we were brought here to do, those people don't get touched. And it's that's kind of deep, you know. It makes it not about you, and you got to get out of your own way in order to make the difference in the people's lives you need to.
Amen. Absolutely.
That is so awesome. My goodness. That is deep. That people, we were brought into this world to specifically. I talk about often, you know, walking in what pastor friends of mine call kingdom standard time every day, being aware of kingdom moments around you, divine appointments every day. When you walk in that kind of awareness, man, it's exciting.
Yeah, that is very exciting. It is. It, you wake up a whole different kind of person every single day.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're going to try and get the person online again. Hi, you there? Hello? They tried to call in again here and just see
you
if
know,
we can
if
get
it,
them.
If you can hear us and you're calling in, I think you just press one. After you call in, you want to press one, and then you'll be connected.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Maybe they're pressing something. They don't have to press one pound. Just press one.
Just one? Are you there?
One.
One time. All right. Bummer. Bummer, bummer.
Aw. Well, we want to talk to you.
Yeah, we do. Again, go to realtyuniversal.com, and you can get in touch with us there as well. Doris Birch, this has been amazing.
Awesome.
We've got about five more minutes with you. I have a feeling, Natalie, is it okay if I kind of just let her go for a minute here?
Absolutely. Go for it. Totally. Absolutely. We're loving it.
Give us a little snapshot, a little taste of what you're going to talk about in your seminar.
On Friday. Okay. Well, it's, since it is tied to women being in their feminine power and transforming their calling to create a six-figure business, and to do it now, not next year, or think it's impossible to do, it is so doable to create that, but you have to really come from a place of believing that you can create it and that you have to stop being who you currently are today and step into who you were created to be now. So most people to get to that level and is that you are completely transforming who you are. So in that, you have to let go of some things that need to be let go of in order to get the things you need to get and grow. And then you have to get support around that in order to really step into your greatness. I'm all about stepping into your greatness. And we will be talking about the divine feminine gifts of creativity, and how to use that and how that is used in skyrocketing yourself into what you do. So, for example, like me, one of the things that I have, I'm all about you bringing all facets of who you are into your business. I have tried to do it the other way around, not doing that, thinking I needed to hold back and not be all of who I was, and creates a bunch of stress for me, and I'm not really me. I'm holding too much back. And so I happen to love beauty and fashion, and that has to be a part of everything I do. So I, because it's very important for women, especially, to be in your feminine power if you feel beautiful with who you are and how you look and whatever your body shape is today, not trying to change it and what it may be next year, but the body you have, the face you have, everything you have, because that's just who you are, and to love it and own it. And I think when you're in that place, too, of loving who you are, that you shine. You just you light up the world with your essence and everything that comes about in your business, and people are attracted to you and your energy and your space.
That is
great.
Good stuff. Man, Doris Birch, Be Unlimited, again. And you can friend her on Facebook, DorisBurch. Doris Birch. And Doris, one more time, the website and the information for the seminar this Friday.
Sure. The website is richdaddiesgirl.com/blog, B-L-O-G, /6, the number 6, figure, F-I-G-U-R-E, biz, B-I-Z, and it's for soul center entrepreneurs, transformational coaches, evolutionary leaders, and change agents. And it's transform your calling into a six-figure business that serves you as much as it serves the world, all from a place of true feminine power. And that's happening Friday, July 13th, 2 p.m. USA time Pacific.
Wow.
Well,
wow.
I'm
going to try one more time to get this person on the air. Hi, are you there? One more time. They're trying so hard, somehow not connecting. So, all righty. Well, Doris,
I don't know why
again, thank you. We appreciate it. And again, Lord bless you.
Oh, it's wonderful, Doris. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Randy. Thank you, Monica. This Natalie. This has been absolutely a blast. I'm so excited I got to do this.
We'll have to do this again and be in touch. It's wonderful. Thank you so much for serving the way you're serving. It's so needed and it's awesome. Awesome.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Realty Universal Radio, the name of the show, and we're going to come back and wrap up right after this.
Yeah, no, we're excited. You know, obviously, Amy Berna is a wonderful recording artist in the Valley, too. You guys play her, and she's a great friend as well. We've been talking about just doing a worship concert together in general, just because we have, you know, feel really kindred. And then I said, you know, why don't we partner? You know, when Christians can come together and do more than just talk and sing and then leave the same, what if we supported a cause, right? You know, I don't know, the whole idea, not just hearers but doers thing.
There's an
idea.
So
it was so neat because she said, well, didn't your wife just start actually this exciting new work to combat human trafficking? And I said, well, yeah, you know. She said, why don't we support that? And so it's actually become something really special. You know, me and the JS band, we love supporting causes that matter. And obviously with this exciting work Andrea is doing, it's really something, really, I know. Whenever you care about the least and the lost, the forgotten, that's always going to be God's heart, you know? Isaiah 58, man, if we had time, I could read it. It is just unbelievable what God said, what really pleases him. Not religiosity or religious acts, but actually defending the cause of the fatherless, taking care of the poor. And he said, at that point, your righteousness will shine forth like the noonday, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard if you do those things.
So Amy Berna, John Shabaglian Band, Sunday night, 6 o'clock, at New Covenant Community Church, right?
Yeah, we'd love to have you there. Doors open at 5:30. Tickets are only $5 if you get it ahead of time at madeforthem.org. You can buy securely, or $7 at the door. Again, also January is Human Trafficking Month, and today is actually officially Human Trafficking Awareness Day.
Yeah.
So, anyways, the timing is really big, and it's great not only for Christ followers who recognize we are called to be God's hands extended, but also for the non-believers. It's a wonderful benefit concert just to care about those in need, you know? So it becomes wonderful bridge points for believers and non-believers to care about things to make our world better. And for Christ followers, that's what we're just simply following our Lord.
And back as also the name of the show, and I think my gardener's back outside. Hopefully he'll go away here in just a moment. Natalie,
well, Doris was great.
Somewhere in Connecticut or to Connecticut. Thanks again to Doris Birch joining us from Chicago, richdaddiesgirl.com, her website. And Natalie, that was a power-packed few minutes there with Doris, wasn't it?
Oh, she was wonderful. Fantastic. Yes, absolutely great. I'm so thrilled that we had her on, and so nice to meet her. And I think everyone listening should definitely go to her site and see if you can get on the teleseminar on Friday. Fantastic.
I think you're encouraging me during the break there to go ahead and get the Rich Daddy's Boy URL.
I think you should get Rich Daddy's Boy, and I think you should, and then also talk to Doris and maybe work together on that, because so many, it's funny, it's so funny because, no, we're always, you know, of course I'm a woman, and I've been a woman entrepreneur my whole life, and we're always pushing that, but of course I have a son who's an adult, and the younger generation of men, I think, are kind of getting, they need the guidance too, right? You know,
absolutely.
Because now so many of the young ones, they go, should I open the door? Should I not open the door? It's like, yes, open the door. Always open the door. But, you know, they get a little confused nowadays. So I think you should do richdaddiesguy.com or richdaddiesboy.com.
Yeah. Well, it's just true what she said about our heritage and the fact that, you know, and you know, some of these other motivational speakers, like I say, I can agree with them to a point. And, you know, but the truth is, we all live far below our heritage. You know, some go so far as to say we are God, and that's where I don't subscribe to that, but I do believe we have divine DNA in us. We were created in God's image, and, you know, the I am that I am
DNA that is in all of us. We live so far below what we're supposed to be living, and that goes for how we think of life. That, and it's not about just, physical wealth, although I do also believe that can be ours, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I think far too many Christians think somehow that there's, that poverty, is a blessing. And all I know is, said to her, it's the people with means that are able to bless and support missionaries and the Mother Teresa's and the folks like that. So,
right, and we need money. We need money to go around, but it doesn't mean you need all the money in the world. You need money and giving back and helping. And it's funny how it just it'll keep coming in, and it's different. People just have to trust and have that, and know that you're going to make it. When you start doing those things and serving and building the right businesses, you are going to make the money. And God takes care of us. He really does. I saw something. It was CNN News this morning. I think an heiress died in London. She was American-born. And the family's very, very wealthy. Her husband, I think that he was just arrested on drug charges. And he is the son of one of the wealthiest men in the world. And I don't know if you saw that on the CNN. I'm not getting into the names. I'm just going at the other thing. But they said that the woman who just died had a severe drug problem for years, and she donated a lot of – they said it was like over $700,000 to the mentor program to help kids stay away from the drugs and alcohol. And then apparently she and her husband had been arrested, and I'm looking at this, reading this, going, it's just so sad, that people – some people think, well, if I had money, I had this, had that, my life would be great. But there's people that sometimes they abuse it, or they're in a not wrong place with it, and their life isn't great either, right? So it really is all about having the wealth from within, and then the responsibility to be able to handle the money too, So it's kind of you just have to, each person, remember you're a miracle, you're wonderful, and and we don't have to compare ourselves to other people. We start right from where we are right now. You can start right from where you are today, and you can build the wealth you want. And remember too, your health is wealth too, right? Because you can have all the money in the world, and if you're not healthy, that's not a good thing either. So it's really having that right perspective. I loved everything Doris said. I'm going to get on her site. Of course, I can't right now because I'm driving. But I will be getting on her site and checking out more of what she has to say and what she's all about. I really loved it.
Well, I just knew that with what, she has to say, and you with your background and, your success and a female entrepreneur, I think you and her probably will be collaborating in the near future. And, man, we're out of time. Realty Universal Radio is the name of the show, and the website is realtyuniversal.com. Natalie Mullen, Randy Zachary, and thanks again to Doris Birch. Check out Rich Daddy's Girl.
I wanted to mention the caller that couldn't get through. If you're wanting to ask Doris a question, her blog, you can give her blog information, right? And if you wanted anything on Realty Universal, you can go to realtyuniversal.com too as well, and go to contact us, or just go to radio@realtyuniversal.com. But because you came in at the time Doris was speaking, I'm assuming you may want to ask her a question, and you can go right on her, I guess it's her site and her blog, Randy, to get a hold of her.
Yeah, absolutely. RichDaddy'sGirl.com.
Good.
Cool. All right, well, that's it for today. Natalie, take care in Connecticut. Have a great day.
Oh, Randy, thank you. And everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter @RealtyUniversal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.